It's a retro where we talk about things we already talked about again.
Retro.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Story Points Podcast. It's the only tech show where we get non-engineers and engineers together to discuss different topics in the world of tech. I'm Roger, founding engineer at Balanced.
I'm Joe, senior software engineer at SeatGeek.
I'm Greg, data analyst at Brinks.
I'm George, front-end engineer at Capsule.
And back with us today, we have Jonathan and Annie, both of whom were with us in previous episodes. So if you have not listened to them, please give them a listen. They talk a lot about different things like culture and front-end UI UX experience, which brings us to today's episode. We're going to be recapping or having our second retro about the last four episodes, right? I think
four.
It's quite a lot of episodes we pushed out there. A lot has happened in the past few weeks. We talked about APIs. If you don't know what that is, give that a listen to. Front end UI UX, front end happy hour, and back end and infrastructure, and of course, the things you'll deal with when you actually work in a tech company, the culture.
It's a lot of stuff.
So
it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of good episodes. Great episodes, I should say.
Well, not only that, we also got a nice sponsorship, right? That's the newest thing, I think, that I was excited about doing, was recording that sponsorship recording. It was weird. One take.
Wait,
all it took.
I know I was on vacation. Did you all record the sponsor spot together, or was that just you?
Just me.
Oh.
Did you think there were multiple voices in that?
No, or, I thought there was another one.
Oh,
no.
I got really good at sounding like Greg, yeah. Not like George.
We all imitated Roger.
I knew it sounded off, that's why.
Wow.
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 Shots. You even said that.
Wow.
Well, now they could put a voice, a face to the voice.
It's funny you mentioned that. No.
But yeah, a lot of things happened. Other than just that, we have a little something. Greg?
Yeah, we got our first email.
First email. Thank you, everyone.
The first of many,
people
we hope.
Care.
Yeah, again, that's so, storypointsdev@gmail.com.
So just a reminder, as Roger just mentioned, if you ever want us to talk about a certain topic or you have questions about episodes that we can recap in future episodes or in future retros, you can email us at
storypointsdev@gmail.com. Joe, don't give me that look. We'll do the redirect later.
There it is. So this is our first email. Mail time, where we check our email and no one ever sends us anything.
Let's hear it.
From our number one fan, Gabby.
Yay, Gabby.
So it says,
such a mystery.
Hello, Story Points. I want to say that I enjoy your podcast so much, and the last episode is one of my favorites. I don't remember when she wrote this one. It's one of the recent ones. It's within the last four,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think it was actually front end.
Okay. I really love to learn about different things, and I was always interested in the field of tech, and I can see that I was wrong when I was thinking all of you guys are just nerds in computers. Maybe you are still, but it's not exactly how I pictured it. As a suggestion for a new episode, maybe you could talk about mentorship. Is that a common thing in your field? Do you guys need mentors to get to the next step? How do you value your mentor? How do you find your mentor? And also, would you guys be willing to mentor someone yourself? Also, I don't know if it's related, but I'd like to hear about how much support you get from your friends and families, relatives, significant others, in order to grow in your career. Is it challenging to be married or have a partner since your work can be so demanding? Anyways, thanks for the knowledge and inspiration on your podcast. Keep going. Your number one fan, Gabby. Thank you, Gabby.
Thank you, Gabby.
We'd love to meet you,
Gabby.
One day.
One day we'll meet you. Yeah. We'll fly you out when we get another sponsorship.
Yeah.
As a junior engineer, I will say mentorship is definitely on the list of episodes that I would like to cover.
Yeah, I agree. All right. As a junior engineer, it's definitely one of the things I would like to cover, too. But, you know, we have our friends here, Jonathan, Annie, Greg. I would like to know if you guys supported us in our journey.
No. I mean,
well, that's a wrap.
So let me. Yeah. I don't think I contributed anything to your journey, but like you guys are such close friends that anything you were striving to do. You had my full support. But being that it's, you know, totally different field, we didn't even go to the same schools.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. I think it's probably the same, like, how you guys are for us. Like, you didn't really know exactly what we do. And this podcast has been a huge eye-opener for a lot of us as far as what you guys actually do day to day.
Different kind of support.
Yeah, but I think now that we know more, definitely think about it a lot more. For sure.
Yeah. So that was something that I don't know if we've ever talked about this on air, but I wonder what you guys feel. It's sometimes like when we'll hang out, like us three, Joe, George, and I feel like sometimes it'll be kind of, we'll kind of like go off to like talk about work and then we'll get back together in the group to just talk because we don't want to like bore the conversation. Yeah. Random words like that you don't understand. Yeah. Yeah. Sidebar is a good word.
Tech talk and then we're like, everybody's bored.
Yeah.
I think with our group, that kind of worked out, though, because I feel like every person in the group, I have something specific I can talk to them about.
Yeah,
that's true.
So it doesn't matter what group I end up or what person I end up with. It's like if you guys are talking about something, and like Jonathan said, I probably would have overheard and been like, I'll join another conversation. But now that I'm kind of into it, I'd be like, I know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Or sort of.
But I think for us, at least I feel we're able to talk about it a little bit easier now.
Yeah, I mean, like, I also, like, felt awkward sometimes. We were, like, having those sidebars. It was like, you know, you're excluding everybody else from the conversation because they don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, now we're what, episode 10 here?
Yeah, episode 10. You guys are experts.
Big feet.
Double digits,
say,
baby.
I'm ready to not just join the sidebars. I'm about to start interviewing. You know?
Would you interview?
Google, I'm out here. I'm ready.
Well, that's a great
mid-level right
That's
now.
Great because Google is doing layoffs. They've rescinded offers, so.
Wow.
They're ready for the next big thing.
Fresh blood.
But that does segue us into recent tech topic news of big companies are doing layoffs now. So one of the biggest things that I saw is someone got a job offer from Facebook, I think. They moved to California, and then they pulled their offer back. So then
there's been a lot of like rescinding or freezing right at the end.
So like that's a big thing is like people... The tech bubble is bursting for sure. So I don't know how many of you all
was it just Facebook that was affected?
No, everyone. Every all big the, company.
Did you check your emails this week, George?
Yeah, I did.
Should we change your title? Do you want to redo the intro real quick?
I'm George, freelance consultant.
Hey, George, you can find my resume at.
Yeah.
Should we put that on the website?
Just make a banner.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's bad news, actually.
Well, with that being said, what would you guys say to people who are still trying to make it in the tech field?
Just apply, apply, apply.
Yeah, I would say apply. Companies aren't fully stopping to hire. They are not going to offer as much, though. I would say that.
What would you say the cause is? Just the... climate of everything going on, all this inflation and stuff, or is it
monkeypox?
Yeah, monkeypox is a combination of, you know, emissions from all your cars,
the
climate change.
But I'm sure you nailed it. What you said, that's affecting everyone, right?
So. Well, also,
it is. Yeah,
the market is down, right? Like 20% or whatever it is. Yeah. So all these big companies, their stock price is 20% lower now.
Good
so
time
like,
to
hey,
buy. Everything's on sale.
Yeah, buy the dip.
Dogecoin.
My Bitcoin is down.
Just kidding.
Yeah, that's probably what's going on, though.
Yeah, so it's like instead of spending all of this money hiring people, they're like, hey, we're worth, you know, billions less than we were 2 months ago. Like, you know, got to tighten the belt a little bit.
You're going to get rid of those ping pong tables.
let's not get crazy now.
Why are you giving some spoilers on tech culture here, buddy?
IPAs in the break room. No more. We got light beer.
Switch to natty light.
Oh, boy. Trouble in paradise.
What is this bottled beer we have here in the fridge?
But I assume this is just like a temporary thing until... like the market bounces back and then things should go back to normal.
Yeah. I would hope. Right.
Well, I'm trying to think, has this happened in like the past couple of years? Remember?
Not that I can remember.
A question, would this be like a good time? Well, I guess funding may be difficult, but to like for startups, because there's so much more talent out there now that these big companies are not taking or getting rid of?
So that is one of the founders of my company's theory. Is so we're having a hard time finding like quality engineers. And
why'd you look at me?
Review the tape.
Why'd you look at me?
And one of her theories is that because of all these companies doing layoffs, you're going to start seeing startups to be able to pick them up. And they're not going to be expecting a ridiculous salary because they're just going to not take what they get, but like a reasonable salary for them. Nothing like $300,000 or whatever it is.
But do you think that companies are laying off their better employees or just kind of trimming the fat during this?
So like a little bit of Amazon, Facebook, all those big companies, they just hire anybody. Like if they don't even need them, they're just going to hire them no matter what. So it's like
just hire anybody.
Yeah, just so
none of us can work there.
It's so like people at Twitter can't. It's so like the people at Twitter, like Twitter, the company doesn't get the good employees that Facebook can get, and then they just pay them off pretty much. So it's it's like kind of like that. It's like beating your competition out that way.
That's so dog eat dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a question I have. When companies have to like, you know, kind of rescind some offers, do you think they start with the junior engineers or they just say like, okay, no, just stop taking anyone?
I would assume it's probably, I mean, I can't speak for them, but I assume, you know, it's whomever is closest and I don't think they'll make that much of an impact.
Yeah, I mean, also like the senior engineers are also going to cost more money for them, right? It's probably a mix of both. And then like if they have a team or a role that you they had like earmarked for you, they're probably not gonna but like if they're hiring people just to, you know, fill up a team or, you know, just so the competition doesn't get them, then I'm sure
or,
those people will be.
How many times do you see like someone say, oh, I have an offer from, you know, Facebook, Amazon, Google, and then they'll say, oh, Amazon, Facebook offered me X amount, and then Amazon will match it or double it or something just because they have an offer from a big company. So they'll probably just be like, yeah, all right, we don't need that person. Or we don't need to pay them that much, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the other thing to think about, though, is, like, we're talking about the big dogs, right? So, like, going in, starting into the tech world or, you know, just graduating college now, like, you know, it's graduation season, right? Like,
oh, yeah, that's true.
There's so many
probably
companies.
Don't need to be freaking out if you're just starting,
Exactly. There's so many companies that are still looking for engineers and designers.
Entry level.
And, So... Yeah. You know, non-publicly traded companies aren't losing their value like public big guys are.
Yeah.
That's true. That makes sense. Any other hot tech topics?
You know, I saw somewhere that someone got an offer from Amazon and their base salary was $190 for a year. Their sign-on bonus was $150, right, guys? $150? I can't remember.
Something like that, yeah.
$150, and then their stock options was $125, which, if you look at Amazon's stock price, it's about $2,000. So that's about $250,000 in total. The point of that is just that, yes, you're getting a lot. You don't get your sign-on bonus until a year after. And then your base salary is, I would say, somewhat reasonable. It's a little high for someone who's coming in as like a mid engineer, but that's Amazon. But a lot of times you'll see, oh, my, you know, my total comp at Amazon is $600,000. But the point of that is just they're not making $600,000. Like that is not something they can just grab out of their pocket until a year later.
I think we touched on that a little in the culture episode, right? Kind of how
people I think culture and interviewing.
They'll brag about their salary, quote unquote salary, but it's really not like, you know, what they're making, getting every paycheck.
Exactly.
It's just kind of like the total value of their job.
Yeah. And it's like total value, but it's also you don't get all of that all in once. You don't have access to your stocks until 4 years later, so on. Yeah. So
you have to actually do the job and perform before you realize the value.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, definitely makes sense. Was that an adjustment for you guys in terms of, like, when you were looking for jobs, trying to figure out, are they trying to trick me by offering me higher sign-on bonus than like salary? Is there, or do most companies kind of just follow the same trend?
I'm going to flip it and say, have you guys ever gotten a sign-on bonus?
No.
I'm talking to them too. Like, have they? Yeah.
No.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, neither have I.
Unless you count like stock?
No.
Okay, then.
No. No, but that is like another aspect of a job offer that you probably wouldn't normally have to deal with, right?
Yeah.
Because like, other companies, like, you know, you've heard there's like stock options, but a lot of jobs that I was looking at previously, like, didn't have that as part of the offer.
Oh, I did get a sign-on. With
yeah, he did get a sign-on.
With Compass. It was like 10,000, something like that. But it was something. No, don't count. Here it is. It was 10,000. I decided not to take the Compass job, and I went. I stayed with the company. That company laid me off, and then I went back to Compass. Like, hey, is that offer still there? And they're like, yeah, but no bonus. I'm like, all right, whatever. I don't care. At least I don't have to interview anymore. That's my story.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I told both of you that also, like, I went through a review recently, and it was a very good review. I got a promotion. But in addition to some salary, I got more stocks. And I thought, like, yay, I, you know, own more of the company. But then I took a closer look at it, and it turns out, like, I need to stay here even longer to earn those stocks. So, like, I won't get them all till, like, 2027. Oh, so I guess that's also, like, another way of...
It's a trap.
Yeah, there's more... You'll gain more equity the longer you stay, but they require you to stay.
So if you were to leave, like, in a year, you just don't get it.
That's how
it
works. So normally, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, once you're there for a year, you get, like, a chunk, and then month by month, they give you, like, bit by bit, up until 3 or 4 years. So, yeah, for everything I got during the raise, like, I'm assuming I won't see any of that till 1 year later, and then it starts.
Yeah. I feel like that makes sense, because we mentioned, I think, in the interview episode about how competitive, especially in the tech field, interviewing and hiring can be. So there needs to be some, like, safety for retention, right? How do we actually keep this person long-term? If we were willing to pay him this much, other companies are going to be willing to, you know, headhunters are going to come after him and stuff like that. So it makes sense that there's some sort of retention plan to kind of almost like a carrot on a stick for you. Shout outs, carrot on a stick, trinkets.
What?
Don't worry about it. Don't
worry about 3% mouth speed. Did I miss something? Did we get a new sponsor? Should I make an ad? I have experience.
Is this why your mic is on?
It's a little Easter egg for certain fans.
Well, speaking of that, I did appear on our friend, well, my friend's podcast. Guess who?
Excuse me, I love Kevin.
We have like 12 Kevin. Kevins in this group, so.
Yeah. But only
I
one
like
with a
that
podcast.
Kevin, Filipino Kevin. As he's known.
Yes, so if anyone listening wants to check out a little bit more about what I talked about on his podcast, we talk, I'm not going to mention it, but you guys are in it. A little teaser there.
Wow.
I don't know when it'll be out, but it is quite interesting what we talked about.
I got a podcast with these three idiots.
Bad. Yeah.
It's impossible to deal with them.
Terrible.
Do you know how long it takes us to set up?
To duct tape a...
Hey, don't be blowing up our spot over here, okay? We got that out of frame. So we'll flip it over to you guys, you Annie and Jonathan. Right. How'd you guys feel about recording with us? That's what we talked about last time, was like just recording in general.
I will say the alcohol helps.
Shots?
Yeah, no alcohol.
But I definitely learned a lot from just talking to you guys, and I think... Just knowing, it's easier to digest the information you guys are saying because I already know the cadence of the way you guys talk. So I felt like that was a little bit easier to just...
Can you explain the cadence of how... I hear that a lot. Like, the way we all talk...
I've never heard that. The cadence
is very similar, but easy to understand. I don't understand it too much.
I think it's just because I'm used to hearing you guys talk. I think that's kind of more what I mean. Mm-hmm. I don't know about other people, but you guys are very... have a calm demeanor, you know?
Yeah.
So just...
Good job, Joe.
Good job, Greg.
It's all you guys.
Not us.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks.
Here's the hobo on the street you guys picked up.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
What a shot. What a shot.
Uncle Johnny.
No, it's great. Definitely learn a lot. That's for sure. There's a lot about what you guys do that I had no idea through listening to all your episodes, not just the one that I was on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Annie has, you know, she's in school for the UI UX, so she has more of an understanding of things. I think for me, at times, it's a little intimidating. Like, what am I going to talk about? Because what we do is different, but, like, kind of related in some ways. But, no, it's great.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to include you guys.
Yeah. It's great to be here.
I was watching the Heard Dev trial, and they had someone testifying, and he was talking about APIs. I'm like, I know what APIs are now. Shout out to StoryPoint Podcast. That's exciting. That's really exciting.
Can we get that clip for that? We'll wrote the episode of that.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had to explain it to everyone, right? In the
Oh yeah, because they were like, "So what is an API?" And he explained
That's
it.
That's when you should have just hit the button, like the podcast started playing. Like, just listen to this, and boom.
Yeah.
And
so how full of shit were we?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh my god. Yeah, you guys don't even know what an API is.
He was talking about Twitter's API, which you guys talk about too. So I was like, oh, I know exactly what he's talking about.
See, I think what you mentioned, Jonathan, is like the whole point, right, of the podcast is have stories that are related about tech, but like are relatable enough where you could be like, oh, like I kind of see how that translates into my field. And you something like you wouldn't make that connection before.
Right.
Well, you explained it way better than I ever do. I've tried to explain, like, my idea of what I'm trying to make, like, what we're trying to make this.
That's why he's been the voice of the people.
This is why we keep Greg around.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you listen to the first three episodes, it was pretty bad.
Very articulate.
I don't think that was me. I think that's just you guys learning to podcast, right? Like, yeah. I feel like, and this is just a
So you are saying that it was bad.
No. This is just a general life thing. Like, if you don't look at something you did in the past and cringe a little, like, you haven't grown enough.
That's true.
That's true.
Someone cut that to make it a promo.
I think it's also commendable how transparent you guys are about your work, because I think that transcends through other companies and other types of work too. So I think that really helps out just anyone who's in any field.
Yeah.
We're also open to negative comments. You can send our hate mail at storypointsdev@gmail.com.
You can send your hate mail at joseph.@storypointsgmail.
Yes, please try to send an email there.
Wow, you think our audience wouldn't know that's not a valid email, Joe?
That's not what I was saying.
So one of the point of the retro is really to just kind of talk us for us to reflect on kind of things that we thought we missed in the previous set of episodes, or what we like to call a sprint or series. But to stay within like tech culture talk, we call it a sprint. A sprint is usually just a few days, weeks, body of work. In our case, it's a few episodes. And just talk about what things we kind of forgot to mention, maybe things we missed, maybe we didn't talk about enough. And one of the things I want to talk about is just, you know, we talked about front end, we talked about back end and infrastructure, and we talked about APIs as its own dedicated episode. And I think we've touched on this a little bit of it being what we call in our industry a full stack engineer. So George and Joe, now that we've discussed all these episodes and topics, how can you guys define a front-end engineer?
Wait, can I for a front-end or full-stack?
Full-stack, sorry.
Wait, quick question. Raise your hand if you would consider yourself a full-stack engineer.
Okay. Annie, John?
Okay. So,
Joe, you go? I go?
Go ahead.
Pull that mic.
Full stack is someone that can do both what a front end and back end engineer does. That's it.
Sorry, say that again. I was telling them to fix their mic.
Full stack is someone that can do both what a front end and back end engineer does.
Joe.
Beat that.
I concur.
I think that's a pretty good...
simplest way to put it.
Yeah. I mean, it's somebody... like, you're working along the whole stack, right? Like, you're not limiting yourself to only a certain section of the code base, right? You're all over the place. You kind of know how the whole flow works.
Mention DevOps.
It's all a trap.
I mean, I know I said this in one of our previously recorded unreleased episodes.
Ooh, sign up for our Patreon if you want that.
No, but like, you don't want that.
You don't want it.
Don't want.
Sorry, Joe.
No, that's fine. It's fine.
I think we got too drunk for that episode.
It was a Sunday morning episode.
I kind of want to hear that one now.
Again, too drunk.
No, but there's full stack in the traditional way that we kind of alluded to.
I think what we started our career with, right? Front end, back end.
Right.
I just think it's evolved kind of similar to front end. So go ahead.
Yeah, so I was saying, like, you know, front end or full stack kind of is what we had discussed, right? There's front end, there's back end, there's, you know, you're kind of touching everything. And then there's also a full stack kind of infrastructure engineer. So, you know, there's a whole layer of infrastructure that we didn't really talk about, right? Like, there's the running the software, but there's also, I don't know, the network layer that kind of people never really think about. There's
or how your servers or how your application even gets out there.
Yeah, the deployment pieces, like, you know. So there's a full stack engineer, and then I would say there's also a full stack infrastructure engineer.
I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit. Have you guys ever seen on, like, I don't know, Twitter or some kind of app that you use that, or maybe TikTok, where you'll have a feature, but then let's say Jonathan doesn't have the feature? Have you ever seen that before? So that's like what we call A/B testing, or like a slow rollout. So only a certain percentage of people will get them, so that they're actually testing to see, is this going to break anything or not?
What does A/B stand for?
I think it's just used to represent, like, would you choose A or B? It's like a random rollout. So, like, you say 50% of users, and it's randomly assigned.
Testing whether it's going to break something or not, or whether people like it or not.
Both.
And how do they
can they can use it for anything.
That actually came up at my job
yesterday. A/B testing.
You ever heard of A/B testing? And then he just, like, sent me a little, like, image of kind of like, oh, on a mobile app, some people see it this way, some people see it this way. Who what gets more like attraction? And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, one of the things.
Crazy. We didn't even like talk about this before the episode too. So,
see,
it's very real. It's very real what they talk about. But how do they gauge if people like it or not? Like, do they ask or do they wait for people to be like, yo, this is so lame? Like, reading people's messages.
I'm gonna let Annie take it because she said it.
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
Go for it.
Interaction with the.
Okay, so people are just pressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, to kind of bring it full circle of, like, what you're doing in, like, UI, UX, you'll actually ask an engineer, hey, can you put some kind of metric, some kind of data behind it? And then someone on a different team will make a dashboard that you can look at, like, oh, look, the blue button's better than the red button for some reason, or whatever.
I used to love every time Facebook did a new, like, rollout and half the people hated it. And then you get the statuses, like, I do not submit my consent for Facebook to change my thing.
Please share this if you don't want it.
It's like, well, someone didn't read their terms of service agreement because they can do whatever the fuck they want.
They're not also going to not change it for one user.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you keep...
That guy made a status saying he refuses to let us change it.
You never saw those, like, repost this if you don't want Facebook to change...
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
They're not going to do it.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I mean, there are definitely designs, though. Like, you know, you'll redesign your website, and then you'll go and do some user research, and then people will be like, we hate this, or it's confusing, and then you'll kind of just scrap the whole thing.
Yeah.
You mentioned about Safari changing the search button to the bottom. And I actually was, like, afraid to update, because I was like, I'm going to hate that. I love it. Nice. My thumb's right there. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I started to use it for testing our balanced app, and I'll go to it. I'm like, God damn it, the address bar's at the bottom, and I mess up every time. I, like, freak out for 2 seconds. Like, I don't know where the address bar is.
So I have a question going back to full stack.
Yeah.
Now, maybe the question will first be for, like, Andy and Jonathan. Like, when you guys are doing your resumes, obviously everyone always like embellishes a little bit on the resume. Mm-hmm. So, do you like, would you, if you were looking for a new job, not saying you guys are, do you have ways to kind of spice up what you've done? And then the question will then turn to you guys. Do people try to do that? Say like they're full stack, even though they may not have as much experience, just so it looks like they're more flexible.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Roger's getting triggered.
Start with the non-techies first.
Getting very triggered right now.
I mean, for me, definitely, right? Like, you know, you always have to embellish, but, you know, within a fine line, you know, without outright lying. But
yeah, I think what I want to just get off my chest right away is every time I hear you guys say full stack, I just think of a full stack of pancakes. I can't stop thinking
that is
about
the best type of stack.
I was getting IHOP tomorrow. A stack of pancakes.
Short
in front
stack.
Of the computer, or... like, he's a full stack. You know what I mean? Like, anyway,
shout out IHOP. As far as the full unlimited stack, pancakes Sundays.
I had a full stack of pancakes this morning. It was amazing. Go ahead.
It's hard to say because I don't know. In your field, this full stack kind of sounds like it's a concrete term. Like if you use that, it means like you're. Like you're the man, you know everything. Whereas, like, if say you've worked a job, like in my instance, where like I've had people working under me and I'm telling them what to do, like I can say like, oh, I've done managing, like I've kind of managed people, like I'm not actually a manager, but I've had to take on that kind of role. I don't know if it's the same kind of thing as saying like a full stack, where that's like a known term.
I think, you know? It's a little different because like soft skills are one thing, but then like your technical skill is a different, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like you're saying you're building out, I don't know what it's called, but like the blueprints behind how everything runs.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's different than that. But yeah.
Can I, like, I'm a front end engineer. So if I write,
I am
full
George,
stack
front end engineer
on my resume and I apply to a full stack role during the interview, they might say, okay, now we're going to have like a little coding challenge and they're going to ask me a backend question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I then have to bullshit through.
Or
and very quickly, like they'll be able to tell, yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Or so. Do you want to talk about your experience at Google when you interviewed with them as just a software engineer when they're like, oh, or you interviewed as a front end engineer, you probably would have done better as a software engineer.
Yeah. So pretty much when you apply, you get to choose like your, even though I'm front end, you get to pick your like specialization. So you can say I'm JavaScript focused. I'm like a software engineer. I'm more about just the code, or I'm more front end focused. I'm all about like interacting with the web browser. So I interviewed as the hybrid and they asked me some questions about like specifically like one of the interviews was, okay, now build this little tool using just HTML and CSS. And I was like, oh, normally I have JavaScript for all this. I kind of struggled through that one. And I'm very sure I failed that interview.
Yeah.
But I spoke to the recruiter recently and they said, you should have interviewed as a software engineer because then they're just asking you like algorithm questions in JavaScript and that's it. So,
it's just a different like perspective of it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I wanted to bring it up.
Joe, your turn.
Yeah, Joe.
Before
top
he
Google.
Goes on his rant.
Yeah, top Google. Go ahead.
So to answer Greg's question, right? Like, there's definitely things that you could say that make it sound like what you did was like this big extravagant thing, right? Like you use all these buzzwords and you like. You know, you talk it up, right? And then in the interview, when you ask them about it, and then you like find out, it's like, okay, well, you just did this simple thing and you made it sound so like extravagant and like you did this big thing. And it's just like, that's the point of the interview, is to kind of figure that out.
I didn't think about that. Like, you guys have technical questions in your interview, so it's very easy to tell if someone was BSing or not. Yeah.
It tests people.
Yeah.
One of the joys of being a software engineer.
So like my hot take is just, like I said before, full stack has changed a lot in the many years since we started. Back then it was front end, back end, but then the introduction of the cloud kind of changed things because a lot of cloud technologies are used to help your back end services, like we talked about, like a message queue, for example. But
I just don't think, I think at this point, people can't be putting full stack, and especially saying they've worked with the cloud on the resume if they haven't actually worked with the cloud, and meaning they've built infrastructure out there. Because I've interviewed someone and they just, yeah, it was already built for me, so I used it. I'm like, so why is it on your resume?
Interacted with it.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, so it's very nice. Similar to what Jonathan said of like, yeah, I've managed people, but I'm not a manager. Yeah. Not the same. Not yeah, the same yeah. in my opinion, but close enough.
So that'd be me, like me saying I've interacted with Python.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's exactly
I
it.
I couldn't
yeah.
even like recreate anything.
You know Python, Greg?
Yeah. Hello world, yeah.
Hello world.
It's all it takes.
Do people... I don't know if this is going back to like your interviewing kind of episode or so, but
it's a retro, man.
Do people ever move up like or just change like while you're in a company? Like, say you start doing front end and you're just like you start learning more about back end and you want to move into that, or like, or say you were hired as like a software engineer and you wanted to move into something else. Does that happen? And do they also interview and test you the same way, or they're just like, oh, well, we've seen his work, like we're willing to show him.
That's a good question.
He moves,
actually.
Or do they like, all right, do this right now in front of me, and like I'll tell you if you can get the job, you know?
So definitely, like. Companies are open to you learning. Like, who doesn't want someone to be able to cover for other people? Yeah.
Real quick, I'll just say it does depend on the company, right? If you interview or not, or if you just go straight to the team. But go ahead.
Yeah. But like at my company, I was hired as a front end engineer, and almost immediately my manager said, "Yeah, we have a lot of back end work. Do you want to do some of that?" So like I was able to play around with that a little, but still, like if you look me up in our HR system, it'll say like software engineer front end. If I did want to switch to full stack, like I'm sure, depending on the company, like maybe they'll just change my title if I just do a certain amount of work. Maybe I'll have to interview and do like the back end interview, and once I pass that, then I'll get like a title change.
Yeah.
But
will they actually call you that, like a full stack as your title?
Majority
like
of
acknowledge it. Or?
It depends. Like,
yeah. A plate of pancakes.
Yeah.
This guy's ready for my reward. Some syrup. He's a full stack.
For all those who listened to our previous episodes, you remember at Compass where you'd get a little balloon?
Oh yeah.
You'll just get a full stack of pancakes. Yeah, right.
You guys should start that trend in the tech field.
I love it.
That's when not bad upgrade, actually.
Yeah, I support it.
Show up a full stack of pancakes for them. Like, you're ready, buddy. IHOP, baby. Anyway, continue.
No, that's it. So yeah, it depends on the company.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to interview. Some companies are more willing to like let you learn than others. Yeah. And
is it a linear move? I mean, I know that's a really broad question, but
I would say front end to back end, yes.
When you say linear, are you talking in terms of pay? Like
in
majority
general.
Of the time, if George were to go to a back end position, they probably won't pay him more, because we are on like salary bands.
Oh,
okay.
So like in the HR system, we're all just software engineers.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what department you work for.
Are there tiers within front end, back end? Like
there's like junior entry software engineer.
Okay.
There's just software engineer. I'm just going based off like typical company structure, not talking about like Balanced or even any other place. But anyway, like software engineer two, and then you'll have senior software engineer two, staff engineer two, senior staff engineer. So it kind of just keeps going up and up. But if you're within that band, so it doesn't matter if you're doing front end, back end.
It's all like the same.
It's all in the same umbrella.
Specializing in something different.
I had a talk with my manager about it. Like if I did want to get into back end, and she said, right now, I don't know what level I am. Let's say software engineer, front end engineer two. If I wanted to do back end work, I would kind of be at like back end one.
Take one step.
I don't think it's so granular that like if I became front end three, but I was back end one, but I was doing a lot of back end work, they would say like, oh, well, we'll take the average. He's a software engineer two or something.
Yeah.
I think that varies.
I think that's more for like internal company, yeah. Right? So like, oh, just to know. You have these skills, we can push you to this team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really for more internal.
So that definitely varies, and I'm sure it varies on like how much work you're doing, whether they require you to interview or not, and yeah.
But then wouldn't that make you more marketable later? Because then you're like, I'm full stack.
100%.
Yeah, okay.
100%.
If you worked at somewhere like Google, Amazon, 100%. Because, like, to kind of go against what George said, at those big companies, you will have to interview if you want to switch teams. Like, you can't just... George can't just easily go from front end to back end. It's almost like he's got to interview again internally. It's kind of crazy. Like,
yeah, that's intense.
Nothing, Joe? Nothing?
No, I mean, I think you guys covered it. Like, it definitely depends on the company. And
well, I felt like coming from DevOps infrastructure, you might have a little bit different take. Like, would you be able to just be like, yeah, I want to do front-end work now?
Oh, yeah.
I think that I probably could. Like, if I wanted, not that I could do it. I'm just saying that, like, if I wanted to switch to that team and be like, hey, I really, like, you know, I've had enough of this. I want to go and do front end stuff. Like, I would be able to move to that team and like work with them, or they would say, you know, start like work with a project instead of doing a full on move.
Yeah.
Like, kind of work on both. But I don't think you like. It depends. Like I said, it depends on the company. Like, smaller companies definitely, it's just like, hey, you want to learn something new? Here, go do it. Like, you know, we need somebody to do it anyway, so go for it.
Have we touched on like DevOps? Did I black out maybe?
Oh.
Yes, you did.
No.
Because I just, every time I think like, ooh, I want to go play some Call of Duty DevOps.
Right? Yeah. You guys have touched on like infrastructure.
Yeah. I just like, we've thrown DevOps around.
Yeah, DevOps.
Joe, take
can
this
you
one.
Just, like, just a broad.
It's a controversial term.
Yeah, I can tell by the way you guys interact.
Yeah, between me and Greg, we just fix your soldiers and pancakes. Like, we come from such a different world.
Just strapping pancakes to your body.
He's a full stack.
Watch out for that maple syrup bomb.
Like, what is
this? This is exactly my point.
Yeah.
And you guys have thrown it around, and I'm like, fuck, was I not paying attention? Like, was I thinking about the next question? Because that happens sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. I listen back to episodes, and I'm like, when did we say that?
Yeah. No, we've thrown the term around, but we've purposely waited. That's just a very large topic.
Okay.
Ooh. For at least Joe and I don't know if it's a big topic for you, George.
I mean, that could be an episode, but like, just what do you
no,
mean?
It is. It is.
What does that stand for? Development operations? Is that what this is?
Wow. Yeah. Look at this guy. Yeah. You paying attention?
Picking it up. Picking it up. Give this
off
man some dome.
Pancakes.
Yo. Shout out to
Gabby. Stack of pancakes.
Shout out to Gabby for sending us email, but I think we got a number one fan over here.
Stiff competition.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a full stack fan here. Yeah.
Wow, we could do our Patreon tiers that way.
Yeah. Full stack. Yeah. Okay. If you want our DevOps episode that we've recorded, not released.
Yeah.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, that was one of them.
Yeah, but that was like our best episode.
That was our, but it was so technical. I sent it to someone at work, and she's like, I have no idea what you guys are saying, but it sounds great.
So I assume it ties into your, like, to infrastructure in some way?
Yeah, it's basically, like, the bridge between developers and operations, right? So, like, developers are writing code, and then, like, the operations team, I'll put that in quote, is, like, quotes, is the one that's, like, deploying the software and getting it out there. So it's more of, like, a throw it over the wall, like, they'll handle it. Well, used to be throw it over the wall, and then DevOps was kind of, like... we're gonna work together, so you're gonna develop code, we're gonna like build tools to help you deploy on your own and things like that.
So, yeah, and
so as infrastructure engineer, you're part of DevOps.
Ooh.
Or are you like, you're on the other end?
Do you remember that time where I mentioned questions. Our friends are here? You're gonna be only my friend after saying that.
wow.
Sole DevOps?
Or, how does that work? Like, because you guys aren't part of...
No.
Right, so is it like an in-between?
Yeah, explain DevOps.
It's lead DevOps.
Do you want me to take it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so because of the cloud, right, Amazon, Alibaba, for all of you who actually use that crap.
Alibaba has... Wow.
But because of the cloud, it kind of changed the way infrastructure was changed. So, like, you know, before you would build the server racks, right? Or wire the server racks up.
Yeah.
Now there's the cloud. It all lives. Amazon manages it for us. We don't have to deal with changing the hard drives out, things like that. So that's kind of where DevOps was, like, made, was in this, like, limbo period where you had on-prem or, you know, your servers that you would manage and then the cloud, because you would just, a lot of companies would just take people who knew about on-premise infrastructure or servers and just be like, okay, learn the cloud, figure it out. The problem is they didn't have, like, the skill set that a lot of software engineers would have, where they're thinking very programmatically and like, yeah, I don't want to do this over and over again, so I'm going to write some code that will actually do it for us. And that's when, like, when DevOps came to be.
Yeah. Well, so DevOps is more of a, like, state of mind or, like, a way of thinking than it is of, like, a position.
That is the most, like, meta and hippie Joe will ever get in his life.
The church of DevOps. Yeah,
the church
of mind. State of mind, man. like what?
Okay. But, you know, for a long time, the reason why we joke a lot with Joe about being DevOps is because at Zillion, where we worked, DevOps and DevOps engineer was, like, the hot title to have.
Okay.
And for the reasons, I mean, for our benefit, our manager actually gave us the title of DevOps engineer because recruiters were constantly looking for that. So the minute you had that on your resume, everyone's going for you because the cloud is so new.
Wow.
Yeah. We were lucky to have, like, that experience in something so new that no one even knows about.
Wow, okay.
And even till today, like, not a lot of engineers are very familiar with the cloud, right? Like, I don't know, you can talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you'll have engineers
they're better
sort
now.
Of familiar,
yeah.
But, you know, there's some that don't even want to know, and they're just like, you guys handle it, it's fine. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. We don't care, so...
It kind of goes into, like, there's product engineering and then more, like, internal services, kind of, you know, software engineering, so to speak, where product engineering is more towards what we would interact
with. Yeah, it's
with,
like the internal...
Then, yeah, how does everything, like, stay alive,
so to speak? I'm still not fully grasping, and I know you guys said this is probably an episode in itself, so let me just ask this way. If this was, like, a construction site... Like, what would DevOps be doing in terms of, like, building something?
Well, it's your mindset, Greg.
Okay. State of mind. It's the idea.
Well, so it's showing to work up on time, lacing your boots nice and tight.
Well, no, that's actually
wearing your hard hat.
It's a good,
it's
right?
It's the idea, like, that things are getting done, Greg.
So instead of it being like, you know, I handle this one thing and I can only do this thing and I'm going to do that and that this team is going to do this other thing and they're only going to handle this, right? Like, this guy can only hammer nails and wood and this guy can only, like, use a screw gun or whatever like that, right? Like, it's like bridging the gap of being able, like, to help, I don't know how to say this, like, help anybody kind of do that work on their own as opposed to just
walk,
like,
around with a toolbox.
Jack of all
DevOps toolbox, sort of. Right?
Yeah, DevOps toolbox.
Okay. No, that helps.
I don't know.
More.
Is that, like, a good
that
explanation?
Helps more. Like,
would you say?
I mean, I don't know.
Don't look at me. Ask him.
Like the foreman on the site.
Would you agree?
Is that kind of what it would be?
He's
like,
asking if you would agree with that
in a way.
Example, and, like, just related to, like, building instruments.
Sure. I mean, should we, like, do this in a...
No.
Episode?
You guys have to stay tuned and follow us, subscribe.
I was hoping
story
for
points,
a quick
stories
one.
About
yeah,
engineering.
We do a whole episode on DevOps.
That's fine. Clearly, our number one fan has a lot of questions.
The state of mind or reality?
This is me resealing that can of worms.
Yeah, let's put it back.
All right.
All right.
Put it on the table.
What else
save it for later.
So, I was talking to someone at work, and she mentioned how... She listened to our previous episode, Backend and Infrastructure was the old title of the episode. And this is a retro, so we're going to talk a little bit about it, like the logistics of building the podcast with full transparency. That episode sucked, apparently.
Infrastructure?
No, just in terms of views, yeah.
Really?
It only had like 30 views or so. Mm-hmm. Our average is around like 60.
Thanks, George.
Wait, do we know why? Or
you weren't there.
She said... Because she's friends with me, she would listen to it, but she was like, I don't know what that means. And I was like, oh, the title itself pushed her away from wanting to listen to it because she didn't understand what that meant.
It was called Backend and Infrastructure?
Yeah, I pushed that out as fast as I could. I changed it, though.
But why would that...
The front-end episode was called Front-End, right?
No, that was called Front-End Happy... hour engineering to fully pull the front end happy hour engineering.
Named it like big booty pancake stack. And I'd have got tons of views.
XXX. Majority of our demographic are female, so.
Nice.
So, yes.
Hey, ladies. That doesn't mean that won't work. Big booty full stack engineering.
We're inclusive.
I changed
the title of it. I'm going to look it up. Let's look it
clearly
up.
Clearly, we have not been on our...
No. Okay. Because there was a typo, and it auto-corrected, and I was like, I'm keeping it.
Yeah, I'm so retro, I listened to the old episode.
Yeah, okay. So like Annie said, I don't know if the mic caught her, but it says it is the engineer that runs your application. Because back-end and infrastructure, I really meant to type the engine that runs your application, but I was like, I'm totally okay with that. It'll catch people or something.
You should have put it in quotes. Engineer.
Can you get an engineer?
Or capitalize the E-E-R.
Oh, yeah.
If you got that, I want that.
Some guy at his desk working his ass off right now.
Oh, my God.
Facilitate everybody.
We get those poor guy at Twitter.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Well, you talked about it was your worst episode. Which one is your best?
Oh. You guys know, right?
Culture?
Interviewing.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. It is solely because I stole the book title that every software engineer should have, called Cracking the Software Engineering Interview.
Oh, okay.
So that's clearly clickbait for anyone who's trying to become a software engineer. TLDR, George says, do lead code. Call it a day.
I think
lead code.
I think that's an important topic that could deserve more than one episode.
I agree.
You know?
I want to revisit it.
We could do a list, top five things to do or don't do.
Definitely a don't do.
I've interviewed a lot of people lately. I think that would be more fun.
George, are there any things that you could think of that you shouldn't do?
Don't show up half an hour late to your meeting, to your interview.
Okay. Anything else?
Don't talk about meetings or, you know, protecting your time.
That's great. Anyway.
What else? Don't piss off the CEO.
All right, that's enough. Yeah, pull the mic away, please.
Well, there's three of our five topics.
Cut that.
Cut that.
Yeah.
No, but I really do think we should revisit interviewing because it is like for me, I've interviewed a lot. I've interviewed people who are like super smart. And I'm like, wow, you're really smart for someone who's only been doing this for like 2 years and self-taught and whatnot. Not you, George. But they were in a culture fit. Like, I questioned his kind of decision just to see how he would react. And he was just like, why? Why would you do that? I'm like, dude, this is just a question. Relax. Like, don't get so defensive about it.
Culture fit.
Like, exactly. So, like, I'm trying to check if I can work with him. So question what he's done, he got so defensive about it.
Really?
And just like, it's just like, this is not a good.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, like, is he going to contribute to your company culture in a positive way? Or is it going to be like, oh, I hate working with this guy?
Exactly.
Copied and pasted off Code Academy.
Weren't you part of our culture episode?
He was. Yeah, he was. Hobo. But he was
back.
Hobo.
I was a hobo back then.
But that goes to show how
that term.
How important that is, especially in a small group, right? Like, if you're the main person he's going to be working with all the time, you got to make sure you guys can actually, like, talk to each other on a certain level without people getting offended or getting their feelings hurt over just trying 100%. To make your company a better company.
Just start insulting people right off the cuff. Be like, hey, you know what? You made it. You passed the test.
I'm not that much of an asshole, guys.
Half stack, no syrup.
Yeah. Half stack my ass.
You're a short stack. No butter.
No butter. Alright.
We don't get an IHOP sponsorship out of this episode.
I don't want an IHOP sponsorship.
Denny's? You're a Denny's
guy? How dare you?
No. Oh. I'm a like non-diarrhea guy.
Got that?
So I'll pass
so
on
McDonald's?
Both of those.
Big breakfast? McDonald's. Like
he said he's a non-diarrhea guy.
Oh my God.
Give me some good diner pancake, like a good standard diner
stack. sounds good.
Here's an interview question for you guys. Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Cupcake pancakes from IHOP.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
Waffles. I'm gonna have to go with the waffle. But yeah. Talking about pancakes actually sounds pretty good.
You can get a full stack of waffles. Yeah, just saying. Okay. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
A waffle yeah. with whipped cream.
They're waffles. They're waffles.
Whipped cream and berries. Mm-hmm. So good.
Perfect.
So everybody's waffles? Your pancakes?
No. I'm a pancake guy. Waffles are just a lot.
It's like when you're just a god at program. He's a fucking waffle engineer. Don't even touch him.
The next
don't
level.
Even touch him. He's a stack of waffles, not even pancakes.
What a waffle.
Holy shit.
That's going to be the new trend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to see waffle. It popping up on resumes
I will
now.
Definitely waffle. See it.
Listen, if someone,
it first.
If someone applied to Balanced and was just like full stack waffle, engineer,
I would hire
you
them.
Would have to hire, I would hire them.
I'd be like, you listen to the
perfect
podcast.
Cultural
yeah.
fit.
You're yeah, perfect. Yeah. Oh yeah. Wow.
But yeah, no, I think, like I said before, I think all of our episodes have been progressively getting better. There's plenty of topics for us to hit on, but again, if there's any topics or any questions that people have, they should hit us at storypointsdev@gmail.com.
Yeah, and definitely follow our Instagram and TikTok, Twitter too. We're not really on Twitter.
OnlyFans.
It's story_points.
Yeah.
For all social media, not for OnlyFans, but maybe Patreon. You'll get the unreleased episodes of Joe, George, and I talking a little too drunk.
Oh yeah.
Can I get a? Buy this hobo a house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Poor hobo. Well, you know, we'll get you some cardboard. There's some out back.
Appreciate it.
Get
I'll take it home.
Where 500 listens where and he'll shave his head.
Can I get all the empty beer boxes when I leave?
Where did this hobo thing come from?
The last episode.
Oh.
Which part?
You guys called me a hobo right in the beginning.
You're like, Joe is
oh,
gone.
Oh, yeah.
Right
oh,
off the cuff. Wow. Yeah, pick yeah up, he picked yeah up that hobo. What?
I just listened to it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I heard that like first thing in the morning on my way to work. I was listening to it on the train. I'm like, these fucking guys.
Starting your day on a positive
like,
note.
Did you hear they called you a hobo? I'm like, yeah, I heard.
Thought it was she's like, how's my hobo doing?
Yeah.
We love you.
But no, the fans would be good. Give some feedback, and then they can elaborate.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like there's a lot of things that people at work ask me. They're just genuinely curious about what I do. And I felt like, you know, the podcast was a great outlet for all of us to talk about it, for you guys to ask us questions that maybe you've actually just been interested in, whether it's something like, hey, how do you build this thing? Yeah. Right. Whatever
liked,
it is.
I like the front end, because when I was doing the HTML, I had no idea now that there's like a different group of people that build it.
Yeah.
What you see, and then people that actually make it happen. Because I remember when we were in college, it was like, you just do everything and like throw it up, and then it's like, all right, you see it. Oh, it looks like shit.
That's called again. DevOps. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's very interesting. Yeah.
It looks like shit.
It looks terrible. I'm off by 70 pixels or whatever. Like,
don't start with me on the 70 pixels thing.
Calm down.
Jonathan,
just triggered him.
Would you consider yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I probably.
Nice. Thanks, man. I got one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah.
That's great. So,
me too.
Anyway, to wrap it up, any kind of closing remarks you guys want to talk about before we wrap up?
Show up on time for your interviews.
I got into boot camp.
Hey!
Congratulations.
So that means we need to book you for a future episode.
Yeah, we would.
To get an update.
They liked my project, so I got in.
Nice.
When are you ready to interview?
Show up on time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Leak code.
Exactly.
Are you doing leak code?
Well, I was.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure this podcast will help.
Yeah,
you know,
it will.
Just nice. Being also in the know of current events as well. So.
Yeah.
I'll be emailing you guys.
Please do.
We'll have Greg read it on air.
I'm down.
Don't use the C word.
Did you hear when we got lunch
with the co-founders? The CEO said the C word?
Wait, what's the C word?
Oh, boy.
Oh, you want to take a spot?
I was going to say, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready for an interview right now.
What a half stack over here.
I will say hello world right now.
Coding? Are you a coder?
Coder.
You a coder?
It depends who asks. If
you get
my grandmother asks, then I'll just say yes.
When the CEO that was an engineering manager asks.
If I was a coder?
Yeah.
When did I get into coding?
When did you get into coding?
That's why, depending on who asks, my grandmother asks, the CEO asks. Yeah, you just say yes, I am. That's it. You have to gauge someone's technical.
When did you get into
ability.
Coding?
Nice.
Yes, I am.
C. Yes, I am.
When did you get into coding? Yes, I am.
My grandmother's Spanish, so I would just say C. Yes,
yes, I am.
Yo soy.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I think that's a great place to wrap it up. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. Please listen to the last three, four episodes. Again, we talk about APIs, front-end engineering, and UI UX, back-end infrastructure, and tech culture. Thank you all for listening. Please email us at storypointsdev@gmail.com and follow us on all social media platforms, story_points.
Jonathan, can you please...